Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike, you remember the movie Boogie Nights? Feel the heat. Feel the heat.
If you haven't seen Boogie Nights, John C. Reilly, great in everything he does, and Mark Wahlberg, he's a porn star, and they're trying to create the record.
Terrific.
You got the time. You got the power.
And these records are terrible. But that feel the heat.
And then he goes, maybe do one more feel. Feel the heat.
This is what the Braves are doing right now. They are feeling the heat, guys.
Right.
It is on. The pressure's on. It is time to go. And we cannot continue to lounge around and go, oh, well, they'll get better. Oh, we got another 2-3 months, man. They're going to be fine. Oh, the All-Star break's a long ways away. All this stuff is creeping up on us. Right. And now it's June. And now here the first-place Mets are in town. We got to do some damage. We got to try to win this series. Again, I want sweeps, but I'll take series wins. Because ultimately, that's what's going to allow us to creep back into this, Mike. So feel the heat.
Yeah, man. 7 of your next 10 games. As we said, it's a Mets sandwich with the Marlins in the middle. But 3 with the Mets and then 4 up there. So you take, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4. Now you're feeling better about the wild card. Like the Mets, I think there's two ways fans are looking at this. They've seen the Mets blow it in 22. We've seen this Braves team kind of grind in 21 and put it together. It wasn't a 100-win team. Technically, wasn't even record-wise or stat-wise the best team of the last 4 years. But that's the one that won the World Series because it was the clutch team. And here we got basically the same core group of the guys from the best offense this franchise has seen in 2023, and they're not doing their jobs. They're not hitting. So pitching, as we said earlier, Dave O'Brien had some numbers that the starting pitchers are better than average. Relief pitcher is below average. So this is where if it gets to be close games, the bullpen may let you down. First things first, got to hit and score some runs.
Feel the heat.
I think our man's trying to find it, man. Because the original was, if you don't laugh at that, I don't know what makes you laugh.
It's sense of humor.
The funniest damn thing ever.
Unbelievable. But that's the point. That's where we're at.
We need the tapes to take to the record company. Right, you got to pay for it. No. We're going to get money from the record company. No, see, son, this is a catch-22. Look, I'm not familiar with these industry terms.
That is the most
scene in the movie. It's fantastic. They're basically broken people doing porn. They're not the sharpest knives in the drawer. Huh. This is what they do. Huh. But it's just an amazing movie.
Wahlberg, he's great in this movie. He really is. And this is before he is, an A-lister. He took that role and everybody was like,
all day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel my heat.
That's him. Nope. John C. Reilly, player of the
That's it. That's exactly what's going on right now. with our Braves. Thank you, Dominator.
I'm not going to film you in this state, Dirk. State of what? California? He's all coked up. Anyway, go watch Boogie. Your homework assignment tonight, if the Braves game goes off the rails, is watch Boogie Nights, kids. I think most of you guys have already seen it.
Yeah, no, I hope it doesn't, but that's where we are. Right. We gotta get something going. All right, more on the Braves coming up, guys. We're going to have some fun. We're going to build the Brave. Stick around for that. Also, Mike's got some guy talk on the way, but right now, let's talk some dog.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Before we talk dogs, let's talk about something that happened in the SEC, Mike, and it's kind of amazing in this world we're in with NIL and right. the portal and all the money that's being thrown around. If you guys watch any of South Carolina's games last year, you know they have a really good quarterback. And Coach Beamer is a friend of the show. He'll be on before the season starts, and we'll talk to him because – Mike, some people say, look, the way they played at the end of the year, maybe South Carolina, sorry, Alabama, should have been in contention for the playoff. They did not get in, but that's how well they were playing at the end, and a lot of it had to do with their quarterback.
Yeah, Lenora Sellers, and I think he's just scratching the surface. And something Shane Beamer told us last year about how he's getting better and better. He was running over people, through people, around people. I mean, you saw some unbelievable efforts. If you watched him this last year, it's why his father says, and he's talking to Bruce Feldman, I guess Bruce writes for The Athletic these days, but he was talking to Bruce Feldman about he had offers in this offseason for up to $8 million,
what?
His father says, in NIL to leave Columbia and get off the cockaboose and go play somewhere else.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's I think a lot of guys would say, sorry, Shane. Sorry, Seth Kakalaka. I'm out of here. But this guy got better and better. The only team that really did stop him from really kind of running and doing what he wanted wasn't that Alabama game. Remember late Alabama, they don't have a field goal kicker that could hit that 43-yarder. Could have basically set him up to win that game. But that was amazing. They lost to Ole Miss 27. That was just the worst game of the year. But everything else, guys, you know, the win against Clemson, the win against Missouri, that was a really entertaining game. The biggest, most entertaining for me, Lenora Sellers game, was the 44-20 dismantling of the Aggies.
They just – and the Aggies came in all hyped. They were unbeaten. Everybody was talking
number
about
number 10 at the time.
Being a college football playoff team, and they got smacked. Here's the kicker about what his dad said. You're 19. You don't need $8 million. You're in a great spot. And the kid listened. Like, how often does that happen?
Right. The antithesis of the Nico Iamaleva situation.
Completely, Mike. And look, I'm not telling you his dad is wrong or right, but his dad is saying, look, son, where you're at. You got a coach that's supporting you in a good system. Right. Everything you're trying to achieve, you're doing it. Yeah, let's not chase this money. Let's not go after $8 million because some other team. And I think that's just the perfect message in this particular atmosphere of NIL. It doesn't apply to everybody. Sometimes, Mike, some of these kids may have to do that. They may have to transfer and chase the money. But right. I thought that message from his dad, that's his father, Lenore Sr., talking about, you know, or Sellers Sr., should I say, talking to his son. That was the quote.
Now, I will say this. I mean, I hate to play devil's advocate because we're so sick and tired of transfer portals and the NIL and all of our college football that we love kind of going so far off the rails. But, man, no guarantee you're going to make it to the NFL.
No, there isn't.
No guarantee you're going to sniff that money. And I know I hate this because he's so early in his career, but there might be some, you know how these old fart NFL personnel guys, some of them feel, oh, you're a running back, son. You're not a quarterback. So, I mean, he may not get a chance to make that crazy loot. But his father says loyalty counts for something. And the system you're in South Carolina, you know, he stays there and does it. But, I mean, my God, I think there's probably 90 – pull the number out of my butt. I think 90% of parents around the college football world would say, take the money and run.
Yeah, and I understand why. But, like, sometimes it's bigger than that. Like,
no, I love it. I love it. But,
and here's the deal. If it doesn't work out, I still feel like that goes a long way or a longer way than just taking the money and going to a crap program, Mike, where you don't get the recognition and all the things that you're getting at South Carolina. Right now, he is the face of that program, and he's getting a lot of love.
His completion percentage for the year, by the way, 65.6. Got better and better as the season went along. So, I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, we bring it back to Georgia because it's the dog report. You know, where does Gunnar Stockton? Well, Lenore Sellers is better than Gunnar Stockton. He's more dynamic. He can, you know, he can put a team on his shoulders. He can, as I said, he's got the element of running through you, around you, over you. He's a stud. So it is a great story. Now, here's a funny story from the SEC. Diego, I should say, Pavia, the quarterback for Vandy, who transferred to Vandy from New Mexico State, goes on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
Okay.
And basically just starts talking trash about a bunch of things. First off, we're going to run Tennessee. So he feels they're going to beat the Vols. So he's basically going to win. They're going to beat Tennessee this year. That was mild. Then he goes on to say, and asked about the perceived rivalry with the Big Ten and the SEC. He goes, "You want to play with the best? You don't want to play with the Big Ten. You ignore those calls. You know that." He said that, and this is where he goes in. He basically says that there's just nobody in the SEC, in the Big Ten that goes and plays a schedule like you get in the SEC, and how even teams that weren't even in the playoffs are more physical and would beat up the bottom feeders of the Big Ten.
It's what you've said for a long time. Is what you believe. Look, I think the upper echelon of any conference can compete. We've seen this in the playoffs with any other conference. But I still have always felt that the physicality of the SEC is the reason why it's been the best conference for me. Prior to Texas or Missouri joining or Oklahoma, it's always been this. And people that watch the SEC their entire lives would tell you the same thing. I just think, Mike, that's what separates it. Now, every now and then, and the teams that have won the last few years in the Big Ten resembled SEC teams. Physical, great offensive lines. Like, you look at those teams, Ohio State and Michigan the last 2 years, they resembled a Georgia or an Alabama or Florida in its heyday. That's what those teams remind you of. But it's not across the board. And the thing that Kirby always preaches, and I agree with him 200%, you go to Ole Miss or you go to Mississippi State and you think you're taking a week off. You're not. The physicality of that game wears on you. Even though you might win the game, it's different.
Now, he does go on to say, he goes, hey, the SEC, it's like week after week, you're going to get beat on. The Big Ten, you're not going to get beat on with Purdue and Nebraska's. So he specifically named two teams. Now, we could argue that the bottom feeders are the bottom feeders. You know, Miss State was terrible. Kentucky, was terrible last year by the standards. Yeah, but Stoops will beat you up.
Physical, and that's what we're talking about. That's what he's saying.
But
you're not going to get beat up.
But, I mean, you guys, we had this debate for years because the SEC dominated the BCS and then later the college football playoff. But the last two championships, yes, bought and paid for it. It's legal. We said this earlier in the show. How did Ohio State do it? They got the guys to stick around. Michigan got the guys to stick around. And I know that, the old joke with SEC fans is, well, who gives a crap about the bowl games when you're not in the big bowls? Well, the Big Ten takes those bowls seriously. They went 5-1 against the SEC in the bowl games this year.
Yeah.
And they also went 2-0 versus the SEC in the playoffs. So, and this goes back to, unfortunately, yes, Tennessee was in the playoff. And they got beat badly by Ohio State in a very uncompelling game. And that happened. So that's why, Big Ten fans, until Georgia gets back on top or Sarkisian finally puts it together for four freaking quarters, can unseat the Big Ten.
Well, look, this is also why I think the commissioners...
Or Kalen DeBoer, for that matter, learns from his mistakes this previous season.
Petitti and Sankey would like to have games between their conferences prior to the playoff because it does give you... It levels you, it's a level-up game, right? I mean, basically, if you told me I was going to see Alabama, Ohio State, or Michigan, Georgia in any given year, and you're rotating these games, guys, Penn State, Auburn, it's great. It's great for both conferences, but it also gives you that what you're talking about, Mike, where you go, all right, hey, forget about the bowl games. This is a regular season game. It matters. It could mean something towards the playoff. And that's why I think, and not only that, the money involved, but I think that's where we're going to get, why we're going to get at least that portion of it. The other part we talked about, they can't come to an agreement, at least the Big Ten and the SEC right now, about the strength of schedule for how that's going to play into the college football playoff moving forward. Guys, they're going to get it worked out, but they're at a stalemate. And we started the show, we were talking about this a little bit. But these are the two head honchos. And they're leading the way in this new movement of where this is going and how it's going to look. So when you talk about, all right, where are we at and are they in agreement and across the board on everything? They're not. But I think they'll be in lockstep, Mike, sooner or later about what this is going to look like with the strength of schedule and how it's rated. The reason why SEC felt like they should have had at least three more teams available last year. Mm. Alabama left out. I didn't think they deserved to be in. They talk about Ole Miss, Mike, and South Carolina. And the only way you do that is you revamp the strength of schedule and what it means to how teams are going to be included in this playoff.
I know more teams right now in the Big Ten, but they had seven teams under 500. The SEC had four teams under 500. So, I mean, you want it, but still, what do we care about? The only thing that matters is who won the title, And look, it's a strange year. I got friends that are Buckeye fans. They're still in their bag about losing to Michigan, in the year they win the Natty. It's like a mental asterisk, and they just won a championship. But as far as Georgia, we know why. It's not that complicated. It's created more parity, and you've got more teams now that can go steal guys, and there's more depth. And if you have the money and your collective's in order, then you get to keep your stars around for longer. Georgia didn't have the kind of depth. Georgia was pushed around by Notre Dame. It happened. Notre Dame is not the Big Ten. Technically, Notre Dame has just the tip in the ACC. So, but yeah, it's just one of those years where you can't really say that, you know, the SEC passed the eye test technically. Now, the big game this year, we got to root for Venables in Oklahoma. They play Michigan.
Yeah, it's a big one. It is.
Texas plays Ohio State.
Start the season. Look, those are the games that you want to see. But again,
and that's SEC. I know we don't think of them as if they're SEC.
They are. But I don't think also those define your season. That's the thing. Like last year, the early game with Georgia at Texas, everybody thought that could be a rematch in the SEC championship game. It was. Like, I don't think.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are we looking at a potential national championship game with Texas and Ohio State to start the season? Like, if you feel that way, we'll see. But, like, that is a big game. No, I'm with you, Mike. 404-726-0929, guys.
But Diego Pavi, like, playing Purdue.
It's crazy.
It's like, what was that line from Stretch? But, it's like, Czechoslovakia, it's like going to Wisconsin.
But this kid backed it up. He can play. He was really good last year.
He was.
Vandy.
But it's funny because our buddy Danny Cannell goes, big talk from a guy who lost to Georgia State.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.